Streaming has gotten way too complicated, but you can hack the system with Prime Video. It has everything in one app with one password. See Roadhouse and the National Women's Soccer League, both included with Prime. Plus, you can buy Premier Boxing or stream the NHL and NBA playoffs on Max with the Bleacher Report Sports add-on. Or add Paramount Plus for the Masters on CBS. Prime Video. Restrictions apply. Prime membership required for add-on subscriptions. See Amazon.com/Amazon Prime for details.
Black Buffalo Zero products are intended for adults age 21 and older who are consumers of comparable products. If you're an adult age 21 and older who dips, I want to tell you about Black Buffalo Zero pouches. What are they made of? Pretty simple. Cured edible green leaves. Food-grade ingredients. Most importantly, there's no nicotine or tobacco. All proudly made here in the U.S. So if you're 21 and older and want to learn more about Black Buffalo Zero, head over to blackbuffalozero.com to learn more. You can buy their pouch online, ship directly to most states. Black Buffalo Zero, zero nicotine, zero tobacco, 100% ritual. Hi, let's talk about Pro Plan Sport. Pro Plan Sport is advanced nutrition made to fuel strength and stamina in active dogs like yours. So wherever your next journey together takes you, start it off right with the high performance fuel your dog needs to keep pushing you every step of the way. Pro Plan Sport. Learn more at ProPlanSport.com. Feeling like you need a punch of energy? Enter Wonderful Pistachios. I love them. The snack that packs a protein punch, and the best part, they come in so many flavors and so many sizes. Whether you're on the go or chilling at home, Wonderful Pistachios, they're the go-to snack for me. Here's the real kicker, the protein. These little wonders are one of the highest protein nuts out there. Just 1 ounce serves up a whopping 6 grams of protein, giving you over 10% of your daily value. So visit WonderfulPistachios.com to learn more. I love them.
Thanks for listening to the Herd Podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday from 12 to 3 Eastern, 9 to noon Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and FS1. Find your local station for the Herd at FoxSportsRadio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching Herd.
Now let's get this party started.
You're listening to Fox Sports Radio.
Ah, here we go. We're live. It's hour 3. Stuff is moving, baby. It's changing. By the minute, the Herd, wherever you may be and however you may be listening. iHeartRadio, Fox Sports Radio, and FS1. Hold on 1 second here, Joy. I got to look at something. Gotten a lot of people texting me right now. Things are happening.
Uh-oh. We have the sources, small J sources.
Stock market is up. Amazing. That wasn't supposed to happen. All right. It's not vital information. Sometime you get Joy. There's a lot of stuff happening here.
It's a very active day.
I stay off my phone during the show, but I keep it here if it buzzes, just in case, you know, Roger Goodell's texting me or Brady needs to get a hold of me.
We don't usually get the names.
So Jason McIntyre is here for tomorrow's headlines today. We have had a great week. We're on a bit of a roll here. We've had a great week of a lot of stuff happening. Kevin O'Connor, who broke that story that we're going to talk about here in a second, is going to be joining us from The Ringer. You know, we knew it was a good draft. It's a good NBA draft. So if you, like the Warriors have the 7th pick and the 14th pick,
yeah,
you're going to get good players. They're going to be rotational players. I'm not sure if they're going to be starters, but you're going to get good players in this draft. This draft goes about 25 guys who are going to make the league. A lot of drafts, you get to about 12, and it's people will tell you, there are drafts teams try to trade out of. And you kind of know 2 to 3 years ahead of time, this has been a draft everybody thinks you can get 20 good players. They're going to be nice players here. And so this is a year you want a couple picks. Not a shocking one of the smart teams, Golden State, has the 7th and 14th pick. But we didn't think it was going to be a big free agent year, and then Dame's getting impatient, and he's hanging out, you know, with LeBron, and it could be very fun.
Kawhi might opt out.
Yep. So let's start with that. According to Kevin O'Connor at The Ringer, on the show in a couple minutes here, Heat and Mavericks. The Heat and Mavericks are looking to make a hard push for Kawhi Leonard this offseason, and I love it.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Herd weekdays at noon Eastern, 9 a.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio, FS1, and the iHeartRadio app.
Got Los Angeles sunshine coming through.
Please stand by. Prime Video and Westworld director Jonathan Nolan invite you to Fallout.
After 200 years, we don't know much about what's up there. Violence, desperation, lawlessness.
Everyone wants to save the world, they just disagree on how.
We're gonna get across that wasteland, and we're gonna do it together.
Fallout. All episodes available now on Prime Video.
Don't miss out on any of the NBA playoff action at DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NBA. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app. 90 seconds, all it takes. Use the code HERD. New customers bet $5. That's it, $5 and get $200 in bonus bets instantly. That's code HERD only on DraftKings. The crown is yours.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Or in West Virginia, visit www.1800gambler.net. In New York, call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY 467-369. In Connecticut, help is available for problem gambling. Call 888-789-7777 or visit ccpg.org. Please play responsibly. On behalf of Boot Hill Casino and Resort in Kansas, 21 plus age varies by jurisdiction, void in Ontario. Bonus bets expire 168 hours after issuance. See dkng.co/bball for eligibility and deposit restrictions, terms, and responsible gaming resources.
Thank you to our friends at Panini America, the official trading cards and NFTs of the 2024 Colin Cowherd draft coverage. Panini America delivers a premier collecting experience with the most sought-after NFL, NBA, FIFA, and WNBA trading cards. Whether you're chasing rookie sensations or collecting timeless legends, Panini's got it. Panini America is also breaking new ground in NIL, featuring some of the biggest names in college sports, like all-time NCAA scoring leader Caitlin Clark, Angel Reese, and many of the upcoming NFL and NBA first-round picks. If you're into cutting-edge digital collectibles, don't miss Panini's NFT platform at nft.paniniamerica.net, with some of the first opportunities to collect this year's rookie class. Whether you're a collector of physical cards or a digital enthusiast, Panini has you covered. Check out the most popular trading card brands like Prizm, Select, Donruss, and more. For those NFL draft fans, get real-time trading cards after players are picked with Panini Instant Cards, celebrating the biggest sports moments on cards right after they happen. Visit PaniniAmerica.net or download the Panini Direct app today. Panini America, the official trading cards and NFTs of the Colin Cowherd draft coverage. This festival and concert season will be all about the boots, and Tecovas is your stop before attending your next concert. Tecovas has seasonal and limited edition offerings this spring, including men's and women's boots, apparel, hats, bags, and more. All Tecovas boots made by hand, time-honored tradition with timeless styles, always on trend. They have first wear comfort with little to no break-in period. It's hard to find this level of comfort paired with this level of style. Plus, their direct-to-consumer pricing keeps value on your feet and money in your pocket. Stop by your local Tecovas store, have a complimentary drink, and shop new styles. The smell of fresh leather and a friendly staff are at your service. If you can't make it to a store, visit Tecovas.com, T-E-C-O-V-A-S.com, and find your new favorite pair of boots today. Casper's 4th of July sale is here. 30% off mattresses, sheets, bundles, and more. Go to Casper.com/promo for the details. Their bed, white, and blue sale, 30% off for a limited time. Kevin O'Connor, we bring him on regularly from The Ringer, broke the story this morning that the Heat and the Mavericks are going to make a hard push for Kawhi Leonard. And, you know, when I see these come across all the time, trade rumors, and most of them I don't put on the show. But I do think there's a lot of things at play here. And Dallas, especially of the two, looks really tasty and makes a lot of sense. So let's start with your report, Kevin, that that Dallas and Miami will go after him. I always trust your sources. When do they start going after him? When can it happen? When can the call start?
So for Kawhi Leonard here, nobody knows what he's thinking specifically. It was reported earlier in the year that he bought a $17 million house in Los Angeles. So that could indicate that he is going to stay long term. Why else would you pay that much money for a house in LA? However, he's going to have options. Like, we do know Dallas, once free agency does start, and Miami want to make a strong push for him. And as you've talked about throughout your show today, Colin, Dallas especially can offer a lot there, because with Luka, can handle the ball, the playmaking for that situation. If you were to keep Kristaps Porzingis, maybe you have a three-point shooter or a seven-footer. That's a big three there with a lot of depth in that team that Kawhi Leonard could go to and make them maybe the championship favorites immediately. With that said, though, I don't think it's necessarily a realistic scenario here. The Clippers can still offer an amazing situation here for him. They could do sign-in trades for, like, using a guy like Luke Kennard or Patrick Beverley and going after a Kyle Lowry, because they were going after Kyle Lowry before the trade deadline. So I don't think, like, the Clippers should be overlooked here necessarily. They went six games without Kawhi Leonard. Imagine what they could do with Kawhi and then with some other additions, Colin. I think the other teams are fun, but the Clippers are also a super appealing team too.
They are, but Mark Cuban has had a history, for whatever reasons, and I don't have the answers, of struggling to get star free agents. So that has to be considered. And he may think to himself, Kevin, this is my opportunity. Also, Luka is as good a 22-year-old since Magic and LeBron. You don't want to build draft picks for Luka. You want guys ready to win now. Kawhi is ready to win now. Kawhi is also a guy. Kawhi does what Kawhi wants. Like, it wouldn't be outrageous, right? Like, could I make the argument, it's not about the Clippers, that Cuban is going to be so aggressive, here's my private jet, go anywhere, anytime, multiple draft picks. I mean, if you give me Luka and Kawhi, and even just Hardaway, and I move Porzingis, Mark Cuban's not going to have to worry about getting somebody for 8 years, right? Like, I think Cuban would be hyper-aggressive on this. Your thoughts?
Sure. I mean, absolutely. The Mavericks and the Heat, any team that wants Kawhi, the Knicks, they should be super aggressive here, because at the least, we've seen in the past that Kawhi can be unpredictable. When he was hurt in San Antonio, we didn't know all the details there. He gets traded to Toronto. They win a championship, and he leaves a championship team for the Clippers and forces their hand to make a trade. So I think, you know, when talking to executives and agents around the league about Kawhi, like I said, nobody knows exactly what's going on inside of his head, because nobody ever has, and probably nobody ever will. But we do know what other teams are thinking here. And so I think, you know, what we know about the Clippers, they went after and had some conversations about Kyle Lowry. Nothing worked out there. Lowry wasn't traded. He can become a free agent this offseason. You're going to have teams like the Sixers possibly, or the Heat, and maybe the Clippers trying to work things out. Because if I'm Kawhi Leonard, again, don't know what he's thinking, but if I'm Kawhi, I'm trying to recruit Kyle Lowry to Los Angeles, because if the Clippers were to get a Kyle Lowry in a sign-and-trade involving Luke Kennard, who doesn't play enough for them for the salary he'll have, and a Patrick Beverley, that is your big three. You get Paul George, Kawhi Leonard, and Kyle Lowry. That is arguably the championship favorite in the Western Conference if they were able to pull something like that off.
There was a story the other day. John Hollinger, well-connected guy, said Dame to Golden State. They think they could pull it off. Now, the reason I didn't give that a lot of airtime, nothing against John, but is generally if you make a trade, you don't do it to a rival, and you don't want to be humiliated. And to have Steph and Dame dropping threes and you have draft picks, James Wiseman, it could be aesthetically a disaster. That's just something... That would be you'd be humiliated occasionally. Whereas the Lakers don't have Steph and Clay. They don't have 3-point shooting. The Dame Laker thing, when you see LeBron and Dame, I'll just throw it out there. This is a year to year league, Kevin. It is. And you got a title out of AD. He increasingly lowest rebounds, lowest block shots. He's increasingly a finesse player. Vogel likes fives and bigs. He wants to be a four. Are we sure Anthony Davis is a long-term play for the Lakers? Are we absolutely sure of that?
No, we're not. I mean, I agree with you, Colin. If from the Lakers' perspective, I would dump AD for Dame in a heartbeat.
Thank you.
I don't care about the clutch connection and the implications there. However, the flip side of this, why would the Blazers do that? I'm having a hard time figuring out that side of things here, Colin, because they also would have those same concerns about AD. He's made of glass. Can he be a guy that you build your franchise around? When because here's the thing. Damian Lillard could have some say with where he wants to go.
Right.
Maybe the Blazers do right by him, but he signed for 4 more years. Any team in the league can feel comfortable going for him, even like the New Orleans Pelicans. If they wanted to put 8 first-round draft picks with Brandon Ingram out there, they could do that if they wanted to, because you have the ability to do that. Sort of like we saw Paul George when he got traded from Indiana to Oklahoma City. He only had 1 year left on his deal, and OKC was willing to take that risk to build around Westbrook. So we could see Dame go to a situation that's a non-big market team because of the fact he signed for so long, if it gets to the point that he gets traded. So I love that from the Lakers' perspective, but for the Blazers, I really think that they could get a much larger trade package out there, because the Lakers can't offer much else than AD besides like Horton Tucker.
Right. If the Bucks and Suns end up in the finals, Phoenix already there, who would you like matchups-wise? Who would you like and why?
I would pick the Phoenix Suns to win the NBA Finals. Part of the reason why, of course, is because we have Giannis dealing with a hyperextension to his knee.
Yeah.
Who knows what he'll look like when he gets back. But this Suns team, top to bottom on their roster, they have the ability to play so many different ways. So many guys can beat you. Get Cameron Payne coming off the bench behind Chris Paul and Devin Booker. Having that amount of ball, you know, shot creation support on a roster helps a lot in a playoff situation. I'm sure against a great defense like the Bucks, and with Drew Holiday and Chris Middleton and Giannis and Brooke Lopez, having so many guys who can attack off the dribble is critical. But that Giannis injury really does hurt their chances, especially with how much he does rely on his athleticism and change of direction.
By the way, I've always been a Chris Paul fan, especially the last several years. Inside the league, Joy and I have talked about this. There's discussion. He wants an extension, 4 years. You know, I can see the argument they'd want two. Do you think he's long-term in Phoenix?
So I interviewed James Jones, their general manager, earlier this year, and I asked him, do you have a plan for after Chris Paul? And he said, maybe the plan for after Chris Paul is more Chris Paul. So I do think that the Suns would be willing to give him a long-term contract. Because look at him right now. He just dropped 41 points in a game to go to the NBA Finals. This guy is not nowhere near done in his NBA career. So I think the Suns will do that. And from what James Jones said to me earlier in the year, it seems that they will do that.
Good stuff. That is great. And they really have an advantage. Chris Paul doesn't have to play 45 minutes. He's got team. You know, yeah. The advantage, Kevin, to this is when you have young teammates, when young guys get hurt, they get back faster. Whereas James Harden and Kyrie Irving for Durant, you know, older guys get hurt, they stay out longer. So Chris Paul's minutes can be tighter. He can get into the 28-minute-a-night range in later years in that contract. Kevin O'Connor, the Ringer.
100%.
Yep, broke the story. Great stuff as always. Love reading you. Thanks, bud. Appreciate it.
Thank you, Colin.
All right. That's exciting. That Kawhi thing's exciting. I like that story. There's a lot of that stuff out there. And as a journalist, I do not allow much of it on the show. But that one I like. I trust Kevin. It makes sense. Plus, like he said, you said, nobody knows what Kawhi's going to do. He could stay. Like, it'd just be an idea, be here. Goes right into his head. Boom. Yeah, I'm going to do it. Like, Kawhi's always been like,
No one thought he would ever leave the Spurs. He's like the perfect Spur. He doesn't have to talk. Popovich is kind of the face. San Antonio, it's not like big crazy stuff going on. He's out of there.
That was very, very good. I feel like I had a carb load of NBA right there. Enjoy with the news.
No. Turn on the news.
This is the Herd Line
News. I have had so much fun this week.
It's been a great week. It's really been an overall really great sports summer.
My cameo's not working. I'm totally frustrated. I don't want to get into it, folks. I joined briefly. This phone. Let's talk about something else.
Okay.
I'm obsessed about this right now. It's getting in my head, like Kawhi leaving to the Mavericks. It's in my head.
Yeah, when stuff doesn't function right, it's very irritating to me. We're similar in that way. I get very frustrated, so I understand. Well, let's talk a little bit more about this Damian Lillard, LeBron James situation, because, we like to make wagers, and FoxBet has the odds on where Dame will be playing.
Oh, that's interesting.
For game one next season. The Blazers are favored, -150. The Knicks have the second best odds, +500.
Well, the Knicks have cap space, and they also have picks.
Now, would he go to the Knicks
Let me see that board again. Let me see that board again.
So it's the Blazers minus 150, Knicks plus 500, Sixers plus 600, the Heat plus 750, the Celtics plus 850, and the Lakers plus 1,000.
Listen, if the Blazers could figure out a way, seriously, to move C.J. McCollum to somebody and whatever you do and get a wing that can give me 17 a night, it solves a lot of this.
Yeah, I don't think that, well, look, I don't, who knows? But I'm not seeing anything that he's truly unhappy there.
No, he likes the city.
He's just needs to win. Like, he's got his money, he's got his reputation, he's got his fan base. Like, he has everything he needs as a star in the league. It's just now the winning has to happen. And while he may be the kind of player that's very loyal and doesn't like super teams and whatnot, you do need another star by you to win in this league. Period. Like, that's just the way it's set up. It's a team game. You can't carry. There's too many good players and too many good assembled teams to carry a team by yourself to a championship.
Now Dame's in Los Angeles right now. I'm surprised he hasn't reached out. We talk about him all the time. We love him on this show. And
he
knows we love him.
Of course. I also don't think it's an accident that they were at the game together.
No way was it an accident. No.
There are certain things that you do. I know there's certain things I do.
Yeah.
In the awareness of aesthetics and, you know, what people are going to think or say if we do or go certain places.
Right.
You know, optics. And LeBron and Dame are very aware of optics. Like, they could have gone to the game, both been at the game, talked to each other, but not spent that time together. Like, there are things going on.
Do we have video of it? They were very friendly. Did you see the video of it? They looked like guys who would love to play together.
I'm sure they would.
I mean, they were very friendly.
I'm sure they would love to play together.
I mean, look at this. Look at this. Look at this. Smiling. You know, if you read their lips on this, if you look closely, you could say, I'll play fewer minutes for you. Oh, boy. You don't have to say that,
LeBron.
No,
they're actually probably joking that we are going to talk about this tomorrow. Probably what they're joking about. But that's how it goes. Like, this is what the NBA is. I think Dame will probably stay there, but it's really on Portland to be aggressive.
I think LeBron is saying, everybody's watching us right now. They know we're playing together. Nobody even knows it. And Dame goes, I know. Isn't it great that we have a secret nobody knows?
I don't think that they would say that with that many people around.
You know, KD and Kyrie. KD and Kyrie.
That's true.
They met in the hallway. You can tell love when you see it.
So Pat Beverly was ejected in Game 6 of the Western Conference Finals for pushing Chris Paul. He tweeted an apology yesterday, but he is still expected to be disciplined by the league. He's reportedly facing a suspension for his actions.
That's a suspension.
So since they've been eliminated, it would obviously be considered for the start of next season.
5 games.
He's never been suspended in the NBA.
That's five games.
He's been ejected 7 times. And he's been ejected in each of the last 3 playoffs. So not great under pressure. But yeah, I assumed that he was going to get suspended at the beginning of next season, as he should.
That's bad.
If this was continuing, he wouldn't have been able to finish the series. I mean, it's just not a good, it's beyond not a good look.
It's bad.
Obviously, he could have been injured, which would have been a disaster. It just shows a complete lack of composure. Like, you're losing, and this is how we're going to remember the end of this series now. Like,
bad.
We're not going to remember how great Ty Lue was coaching and how, you know, how they were able to go on without Kawhi. Like, it's all going to be this. And that's what happens when you finish things off that way. So you're a big TikToker, Colin.
You know, I think I would look sad on TikTok. Like, TikTok would be too desperate. Like Instagram's fine, but if I was on TikTok, people would be like, don't do that. You can't have gray hair and be on TikTok. And it's kind of like,
I think you would have to find your own creative spin on TikTok. I haven't found my spin for TikTok yet. I'm not a big like skit person. I feel like I'm funnier in person, you know, than on the internet.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
I can make you laugh in person, but I'm not so funny on the internet.
There are just certain platforms that I think you look desperate on. Not you personally, but
yeah.
I think TikTok, it would be like,
no, you have to get it. Like, it's gotta be your thing. And if it's your thing, you're gonna crush. Like Juju Smith-Schuster and Chase Claypool, who have big followings on TikTok. Works out well for them. But Devin Bush is not a fan of the TikTok trend. He tweeted, if you're a grown man and you got TikTok on your phone, stay the F away from around me. Which is an amazing tweet. So Chase Claypool responded to that tweet with just quoting it and wrote, yikes. So obviously he disagrees.
It's a kid thing.
It's really funny. You know what I thought of, though, which is interesting that this is Devin Bush's mentality, which I don't necessarily agree with. Whatever makes you happy and whatever you want to do with your brand is completely fine with me. I'm not a big dancer. Juju and Chase thrive on this. But with everything that's happened with the NIL ruling now, kids are going to be making so much money on these different social media platforms.
Yeah, but they're kids. I'm for kids doing it.
Well, yeah, but they're eventually not going to be kids anymore. But if they have these massive followings on these platforms that are traditionally for younger people, they're going to carry it into the leagues once they get there, and it's going to become more of a thing. So get used to more TikTok dances and all of that going on. But Devin Bush is not a fan.
On your phone. I love
that. Not a grown man on TikTok. So he agrees.
Joy with the news.
Well, that's the news.
And thanks for stopping by.
The Herd Line News.
That made me laugh.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Herd weekdays at noon Eastern, 9 a.m. Pacific.
Hey, what's up, everybody? It's me, three-time Pro Bowler LeVar Arrington, and I couldn't be more excited to announce a new podcast called Up On Game. What is Up On Game, you ask? Along with my fellow Pro Bowler, TJ Hushmanzada, and Super Bowl champion, yep, that's right, Plexico Burress. You can only name a show with that type of talent on it, Up On Game. We're going to be sharing our real-life experiences loaded with teachable moments. Listen to Up On Game with me, LeVar Arrington, TJ Hushmanzada, and Plexico Burress on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts from.
That Los Angeles sunshine coming through.
Please stand by. Prime Video and Westworld director Jonathan Nolan invite you to Fallout.
After 200 years, we don't know much about what's up there. Violence, desperation, lawlessness.
Everyone wants to save the world, they just disagree on how.
We're gonna get across that wasteland, and we're gonna do it together.
Fallout. All episodes available now on Prime Video.
The 82-game preseason is in the books. It's finally time for the real season. Don't miss out on any of the NBA playoff action at DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NBA. From the play-in tournament through the finals, DraftKings Sportsbook has you covered with same-game parlays, live betting, odds boosts, and more. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app. The code is HERD. New customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets instantly. $200. That's code HERD only on DraftKings. The crown is yours.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Or in West Virginia, visit www.1800gambler.net. In New York, call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY 467-369. In Connecticut, help is available for problem gambling. Call 888-789-7777 or visit ccpg.org. Please play responsibly. On behalf of Boot Hill Casino and Resort in Kansas, 21-plus age varies by jurisdiction, void in Ontario. Bonus bets expire 168 hours after issuance. See dkng.co/bball for eligibility and deposit restrictions, terms, and responsible gaming resources.
Thank you to our friends at Panini America, the official trading cards and NFTs of the 2024 Colin Cowherd draft coverage. Panini America delivers a premier collecting experience with the most sought-after NFL, NBA, FIFA, and WNBA trading cards. Whether you're chasing rookie sensations or collecting timeless legends, Panini's got it. Panini America is also breaking new ground in NIL, featuring some of the biggest names in college sports, like all-time NCAA scoring leader Caitlin Clark, Angel Reese, and many of the upcoming NFL and NBA first-round picks. If you're into cutting-edge digital collectibles, don't miss Panini's NFT platform at nft.paniniamerica.net, with some of the first opportunities to collect this year's rookie class. Whether you're a collector of physical cards or a digital enthusiast, Panini has you covered. Check out the most popular trading card brands like Prism, Select, Donruss, and more. For those NFL draft fans, get real-time trading cards after players are picked with Panini Instant Cards, celebrating the biggest sports moments on cards right after they happen. Visit PaniniAmerica.net or download the Panini Direct app today. Panini America, the official trading cards and NFTs of the Colin Cowherd draft coverage. This festival and concert season will be all about the boots, and Dekovis is your stop before attending your next concert. Tecovas has seasonal and limited edition offerings this spring, including men's and women's boots, apparel, hats, bags, and more. All Tecovas boots made by hand, time-honored tradition with timeless styles, always on trend. They have first wear comfort with little to no break-in period. It's hard to find this level of comfort paired with this level of style. Plus, their direct-to-consumer pricing keeps value on your feet and money in your pocket. Stop by your local Tecovas store, have a complimentary drink, and shop new styles. The smell of fresh leather and a friendly staff are at your service. If you can't make it to a store, visit Tecovas.com, T-E-C-O-V-A-S.com, and find your new favorite pair of boots today.
Summer's here. Get active. Shed pounds. MDriveForMen.com. Free shipping. Get lean. Boost and burn. Their hottest product in the summer. All right, Jason McIntyre, former newspaper guy. We came up with something a couple years ago, and we do it every Friday, where he predicts the big headlines from around the corner.
How early were we on Ben Simmons last week? Or 2 weeks ago? It was money.
You've had some weird ones, yes. But a lot of your crazy lunacy is right. So that's why we keep bringing you on. So let's start with the NBA Finals starting next Thursday. Thursday. So tomorrow's headlines today. What's the headline going to be if the Suns face Milwaukee? Yep.
We will do both. Right now, we think it's going to be Suns-Bucks. The headline will be Deer Dominated in the Desert. The Phoenix Suns are going to win the title, Colin.
Yes.
We know this. It's a little anticlimactic, right? I mean, the Suns had the easiest path to the finals ever. You know, Anthony Davis goes down. Jamal Murray's not there. Kawhi Leonard doesn't play. Like, now Giannis, we'll see if he plays, but it feels like, hey, Chris Paul's going to win the championship. Let's give the Suns their props. Congratulations, Devin Booker. Enjoy your vacation with Kendall Jenner. And the Suns are champions. Let's just move on to the next season, right? Is that not how it feels, Colin?
Yeah, and I think they're also, I get kind of the same performance every game. Where Milwaukee, does Middleton show? Does Budenholzer make adjustments?
Yeah.
Does Giannis hit free throws? I kind of feel like even the game Phoenix lost at home to the Clippers, they fell in a hole. They were a little tight. But in the end, you sort of got what you always get with Phoenix.
And should Giannis come back, let's remember, Jay Crowder was on last year's Miami Heat team that shut down Giannis in the playoffs. So I do think the Suns roll. I'm ready to call it a sweep. Could be a gentleman's sweep. But either way, Suns roll.
Tomorrow's headlines today. What would the headline be if the Suns faced Atlanta and the Hawks?
Well, that would be exciting. Trae Young maybe returns. It would be incredible. The headline will be Ice Trey melts in the desert. Listen, the heat wave on the West Coast is brutal, so we got to have fun with that. But Atlanta, what a story, Colin. If you look at who they played last game, you go down the entire roster, zero career All-Star games for everybody on the Hawks. How are they here? Well, they kind of got lucky in the first round of the Knicks team. Who did Trae Young face in that Knicks backcourt? You can't even name the guys. Against Philadelphia, Ben Simmons melts down. And then this round, you know, it's like Drew Holiday and Dante DiVincenzo's hurt. It's like you go up against Chris Paul and Devin Booker, and Trae Young's going to be in big-time trouble. That is going to be a struggle. Trae Young's been transcendent in these playoffs. So the Hawks, I would say, have no chance of winning a game against the Bucks in the finals.
All right, tomorrow's headlines today. Headline for the Bucks-Hawks tomorrow.
Okay, game six. I know you're making your Saturday night, July 4th weekend. This is all about game six, right?
Hawks-Bucks.
You're not doing anything. Even right. Giannis, Trae Young. The headline for game six will be not weak without the freak. I think even without Giannis, best two guys on the court, Middleton, right, and Holiday. Who's the third best player on the court if Trae Young and Giannis don't play? Is it Brooke Lopez? Do the Bucks really have the three best players in game six? I don't know. Colin, Saturday night, NBA, it's probably fantastic, but I know Joy's got better plans. I'm sure you have big-time things going on, and you know me, I'm a family man. So it's going to be a tough sell for the NBA, but I love the Bucks in this one. I've been betting on games in the playoffs for Fox, picking every game. I think this one's a layup. The Bucks win.
All right. Now some potential NBA trade news, which dominated our show today. Tomorrow's headlines today. Damian Lillard, what's the headline this offseason?
So I love this Damian Lillard story. People are saying Anthony Davis. I don't think it's Anthony Davis. The headline will be, by George, I think we got Dame. How about Paul George leaving the Clippers, trading him to Portland? in exchange for Damian Lillard.
It's not crazy because it's not what Portland needs.
Yes, and Portland, think about this. They're not going to get a team to give up three or four number one picks for a guy who's about to turn 31 years old. Damian Lillard this month turned 31. So where can you find a quasi-big star, Paul George, top 15 player? And you got to wonder if Kawhi Leonard says, hey, I will resign, but can we upgrade at point guard? Because, I mean, like, you know, Reggie Jackson was fun. You're going to have to pay him? Do they have money for that?
No, this is really smart. Kawhi doesn't talk much, but he does occasionally go to an exec and say, I need this.
Yes.
And the bottom line is what the Clippers need is Dame, and what the and seriously, C.J. McCollum, 70% of him, C.J. McCollum and Paul George is still a playoff team.
Right. Uh-oh, no doubt. In the West, they're top seven, maybe top six. But I really think the idea of Dame and Kawhi, boy, if you're Kawhi Leonard, remember, he stole Paul George. LeBron wanted Paul George in L.A. a couple years ago. Okay, Kawhi steals Paul George, and now he go gets Dame Lillard, who LeBron is tight with. I that would just add to the Lakers-Clippers rivalry. It's spicy, and the key here is, will Dame Lillard say, I want out. I'm done. The fans are getting on my case for the Chauncey Billups stuff.
By the way, it's also easier for Dame to go to the Clippers than the Lakers. There's always that kind of sellout feel. You go to the Lakers. But if you go to the Clippers, they don't have any titles.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, it's like, there is some value for Dame. Like, I'm not going to a ready-made team. They've disappointed the last 2 years.
Yeah, as tough, I would love it if Dame joined LeBron and Anthony Davis, but what are you going to do? Kuzma, Horton Tucker,
nothing there.
Dennis Schroeder.
You got to get a that's why Ben Simmons worries me. He's the opposite of Dame.
Yes.
Dame's wildly fun to watch. Simmons' game is increasingly boring.
Yeah. No, spot on. I just keep an eye. Dame Lillard for Paul George. Kind of equal. Dame Lillard's a better player.
Yes.
But Paul George, you know, is a two-way player. Dame Lillard don't play any defense. No disrespect, Dame. I know you're a fan and watch.
Yeah.
But yeah, okay.
All right. Tomorrow's headlines today. A lot of Donovan Mitchell uncertainty. D-Wade, now part owner of the Jazz, is concerned.
This is probably the next big star. We got Dame Lillard, Ben Simmons, and will Donovan Mitchell be the third star to demand a trade? The headline will be Mitchell done with all that Jazz. Now, this is spicy. You know, one of the producers I work with really liked this. What if Donovan Mitchell, who there's a big article in the Salt Lake Tribune today talking about how Mitchell kind of not feeling the fans all of a sudden in Utah. They're getting on his case because he's unhappy with the way the season ended. And listen, that was a bad loss with no Kawhi.
And he and Rudy Gobert have issues.
They've had issues in the past. What if Donovan Mitchell said, I'm out of here, and the Detroit Pistons said, hey, look at us. We can't get stars. We'll give you the number one pick and whatever you want. The number one pick to Utah for Donovan Mitchell. If you are Detroit, I think you've got to jump at that, right? Donovan Mitchell hits. You got to take him over the number one pick, do you not?
Well, yeah. I mean, in the number one pick, Jalen Suggs, Jalen Green.
Suggs. Cade Cunningham is very good.
Yeah, I mean, they're all scoring guards.
Donovan Mitchell, I believe, is the sixth leading scorer in playoff history, points per game. The guy just gets buckets in the postseason. Made the playoffs all 4 years in Utah. I know the Knicks will definitely.
By the way,
the Knicks will throw the kitchen sink at Utah, but I think Detroit's got a better offer with the number one pick.
Give me a player Detroit could throw in.
Well, Jeremy Grant is a really nice
Boom.
Player. He was a borderline all star for them. The salaries probably match up if you throw in some filler. But, I mean, Donovan Mitchell is holding all the cards here. And, you know, we know Karl Malone and John Stockton stayed forever. Colin, these stars are getting what they want in the NBA now. That's another segment. Do you agree with that? Is good. But I just. Listen, if you can get Donovan Mitchell and you're Detroit, I think you've got to trade the number one pick in a
heartbeat. Boy, this was spicy.
Yeah.
This is one of my favorite shows in a long time.
It's good to be back, by the way. Thank you for the invite to the couch. I mean, you know, it feels good to be back.
It's great to have Jason McIntyre back. Now we're not going to rush all the guests back.
The top priority guys come in early, right?
Yes, and your hygiene's excellent. So we know you've been good with the hand wash.
Oh, certainly, yeah.
Remember
that Florida coming back from the Super Bowl, you and I offered you a mask? Remember that?
Boom.
You turned it down, but...
No. Yeah. So that's very exciting. So by the way, you didn't talk about this. The Kawhi to the Mavericks is interesting. Now, you know this. Kawhi is historically frugal.
Oh, gosh, yeah.
Okay, $34 million a year. If he stayed for 4 years with the Clippers, instead of Dallas, no state tax, $18 million. He doesn't get big money from shoes. That's why LeBron and Steph Curry will stay in California. He doesn't have big social media revenue like LeBron James. He doesn't have any interest in, like, you know, television production deals like LeBron. LeBron in California makes sense.
Kawhi maybe does.
Dallas.
I speculated that Kawhi is a better number two than a one.
Yeah.
And I think you'd agree with me. He's not a leader in the huddle. He's not yelling at people like Chris Paul and LeBron.
Yes.
Kawhi behind Luka would be incredible.
Well, he wouldn't have to guard him ever again.
He wouldn't have to guard him, yeah. And Kawhi gets all the days off he wants because Luka's 22 years old and can, you know, play all the games.
Very exciting. Ooh, this is bad. Some show today. This show is going to get a number. I'll tell you right now. All right. I want to thank everybody. Jason McIntyre, Kevin O'Connor, Cameron Johnson, Suns forward, ooh, young kid. Boy, he was good. Chris, yeah, Broussard, too. For hot water that never runs out, go to Navien Tankless Water Heaters. The web address, easy to remember, tanklessmadesimple.com, tanklessmadesimple.com. 15-year warranty, save money, time, space, and money. It's high efficiency. For Joy and Jason, Ryan, everybody here, Fox Sports. See you Monday. It's The Herd.
Hey, it's me, Blippi, and this is my best friend, Mika.
Hi, I'm Mika, and this is our brand new podcast,
Blippi and Mika's Road Trip. The Blippi-mobile will take us to amazing places.
And we'll meet new friends along the way.
Listen to Blippi and Mika's Road Trip podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
What's up, everybody? This is Stephen A. Smith, host of the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast. Tune in every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday at the very least as I bring you all new episodes that feature the biggest headlines in the world of sports, pop culture, business, and I answer your phone calls and respond to your tweets. You'll hear my unfiltered opinions and straight-shooter interviews with top celebrities and game changers, all that and more. So listen to the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Elevation with Stephen Furtick podcast was created with you in mind. This is a podcast for those feeling discouraged or needing guidance from God. Together in this podcast, we'll dive deep into scripture, uncover the powerful truths that will help you rise above your limitations and embrace your full potential. We're here to equip you with the tools you need to conquer life's challenges. Listen to Elevation with Stephen Furtick every Sunday and Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Last season, on the Choosing Sides F1 podcast, we established unequivocally that F1 is the pinnacle of motorsports.
We did, but honestly, I was left with more questions than answers, Tony.
I'm Tony Karen Brown, a tech, culture, and F1 commentator.
And I'm Michael Costa, comedian from The Daily Show.
Join us for season 2 of Choosing Sides F1.
Our F1 102, if you will.
And get all of the answers.
All of them? Listen to Choosing Sides F1 on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts,
or wherever you get your podcasts.